Hello, this is Kim Huat, Singapore number one news fan. It is 26th of February 2019.
Today on the news.
So far in Malaysia, five Pakatan Harapan ministers have been caught with fake university degrees. Minister of Finance Lim Kuan Eng, Minister of Defence Mat Sabu, Minister of Housing and Local Government Zuraida Kamarudin, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Marzuki Yahya, and everybody's favourite territorial waters incursion fella Osman Sapian, the Menteri Besar of Johor. This PH government is a little bit all over the place, huh? All have the education from the University of Life, is it? Huh? Maybe all have to go back to school, a proper school or real school.
In international news!
While other countries have stopped looking for extraterrestrial life, China has installed a new state-of-the-art radio dish in the country's southwest to listen for extraterrestrial intelligence. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI, is actually funded in China rather than defunded like in the United States. Wow. Maybe China needs more technology to borrow. Yeah, borrow. And if the aliens have any good technology, you can bet China will want some for themselves, man. Before you know it, Thanos glove will be on sale in Shenzhen and Huawei will have an actual alien eye as the camera in their next phone. And China bullet trains will be powered by dark matter. Yeah. And also, the Chinese race all over the world would like to know, aliens can eat one another.
In international news,
Thailand's election commission has disqualified the king's sister from running for prime minister. Well, that didn't last very long.
In international news,
Malaysia Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad announced that seven former UMNO parliamentarians have officially been accepted into the PPBM today. Dr. M is also the chairman of PPBM. So much for new blood, getting rid of the old ways. It sounds like the Barisan Nasional sequel in the making, the BNV2.
In international news,
the Mars One project is no more. The company doing it went bankrupt, but not before the scientists like those from MIT tore apart their plans and pointed out the sheer unfeasibility of the venture. So basically, it was just one big con job. Hey, Mars One founder Buzz Lanzdorp, they should send you to Mars via another planet, Uranus.
In international news,
Russia is considering an experiment to unplug from the internet to test the country's cyber defenses, according to Russian media. Then what would Russian hackers do without the internet? And then how would Putin ensure that Trump gets his instructions? Maybe use pigeons.
In local news,
electronic road pricing rates will be removed at two countries along the Marina Coastal Expressway and at Upper Bukit Timah Road, the LTA said. Wow, election coming, is it? So kind.
In international news,
Fox News host Pete Hegseth. Wow, this I don't know how to pronounce. Pete Hegseth said that he has not washed his hands for 10 years because, quote, germs are not a real thing, unquote. Because he can't see them. Huh? Well, we can't see your brain, so maybe you don't have one. If you meet this fella the next time, don't shake his hand. You don't know where the hand has been.
In international news,
US Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the recent 55th Munich Security Conference. And when he said, quote, I bring greetings from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump, unquote. And then he paused for applause. All he got was one big fat silence from the European allies. Walao eh, crickets ya. Awkward. At least he didn't get laughed at or receive a flying shoe after he said that. Hey, maybe next time he should bring along his own applause sound effect.
In local news,
a foreign letter writer wrote that it was good that the NEA was trying to get Singaporeans to cut down on food wastage by telling hawkers they want less rice or noodles. But the letter writer also said that the NEA should also educate and encourage businesses to charge customers less if they request less food. Hawkers also need to make money one day. You want less rice is your business, ma. hawkers have a minimum portion to sell one. You order less taugeh, you also want discount. Does the hawker pay less rent for the month of February also? It's a shorter month, you know. Tell NEA to give them discount also lah.
In entertainment news,
The Green Book has won Best Picture at the Oscars this year. Kim Huat is very sad that Black Panther did not win. I'm sure the people of Wakanda also very sad. Wakanda should complain to the UN, to the Academy. If the movie about their king doesn't win, they take back all the vibranium. Yeah.
In local news,
Haw Par Villa is reopening on March the 1st after renovations and marketing itself as a wedding venue. Huh? Sure, if you want to get married at the 10 courts of hell, I'm sure a wedding shoot on the 8th court of hell next to the fellow who is having his intestines and organs pulled out will make an unforgettable photo album. Or how about posing next to the fellow getting his tongue slit for crimes like lying and cheating? That's always a family favourite. And if you're looking for a hot location, the statue of the fellow being thrown into the volcanic pit will make any bride glow. Yeah. This has been Kim Huat Reads the News. Good night.